Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea have examined new pathways to foster their good relationship. The population of the Southwest region welcomes the universal health coverage with delight. Elites of Kribi, the Atlantic of Kribi and Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga remain unbeaten in the national interpools taking place in Yaoundé. The news in full. The state of relationship between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea has been scrutinized at the ninth session of the Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Commission today in the Equato-Guinean city of La Paz. It is the first time in 12 years that the commission is holding to celebrate, to deliberate on best ways of solving problems affecting the harmonious living together of their people. External Relations Minister Mbelambela led the Cameroonian delegation with Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji attending the proceedings. Our special envoy, Albert Njembonde.
The preoccupations on the table are as sensitive as they need a long-lasting solution, reason why the issues of the political and consular committee are taking the most attention here. The borderline between the two countries at Kiosi in the south of Cameroon has been closed since May, impeding regional integration, and the stay of Cameroonians in Equatorial Guinea has from time to time been a bone of contention. The experts are brainstorming on how best to put this issue at rest, knowing fully well how much it affects relations between the two countries, knowing fully well how it affects the harmonious living together of the two communities. Another sensitive issue on the table relates to the borderline that was decided by colonial power Germany. The borderline of over 200 kilometers is subject to some misunderstandings as well as border crimes. Given its sensitiveness to territorial sovereignty, the two parties have agreed to organize a special frontier session in November to delve into the issue. External Relations Minister Mbelambela is keen on the consular issues, with the Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji being attentive to border preoccupations. All this to guarantee that the La Paz come together becomes a new takeoff in the already strong and historic relations between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea. Albert Njembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment, La Paz.
The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, has officially extended the Universal Health Coverage Scheme in the Southwest region today. Dr. Diale has the details.
The introduction of the health voucher for pregnant women into the package of the universal health coverage for the Southwest and Northwest regions is an exceedingly good news for many homes. Tani Linda and Yenje Morin are pregnant women at the Boy Road Integrated Health Center, where Minister Manauda Malashi visited to activate the special health scheme.
I'm so grateful to the Minister of Health for this great initiative. It's been wonderful. It's a wonderful privilege.
I am one of the beneficiaries. Really appreciate, because it will really help us, help our family.
From the Boy Road Integrated Health Center, the minister's next stop was at the Regional Delegation of Public Health and the Boye Hemodialysis Center to see for himself the reality of the center and the actual implementation of the Universal Health Scheme, as Mr. Ario Jongkeng, beneficiary at the Hemodialysis Center, attests.
To attend one session has not been easy, but the universal health coverage has changed. We attend dialysis regularly. It has given us a lot of hope. We pay 15,000 francs for the entire year. Formerly, we spend more than 200 and something thousand yearly. So it was not very easy for a common family to go through. So in fact, it's a miracle. It's a dream that has come true. We wish to thank His Excellency, the Head of State.
Paying homage to the land, Minister Manauda's last stop was at the palace of the paramount ruler of Boya, where he was dressed and recognized as a notable in the Mokwe land, named as Mulamebondo Ndoto Diale. CRTV News, Boya.
Dr. Manauda Malashi was pleased with the response of the population of Boya to the health coverage.
I have seen that pregnant women have already their health voucher. And here in the hemodialysis center, we have make extension and bring the new machines. So I think we are working hard to upgrade the quality of health care here, because the head of sales, His Excellency Paul Biya, instructed us to come and launch this important project and to strengthen the platforms and other mechanisms to give health security to the population. So I think I'm very satisfied. I will be back here in Boya.
Farmers in the central region have been advised to avoid deforestation and to maintain the red cocoa bean seedlings. The Minister of Agriculture, Gabriel Bairobe, was addressing farmers in Nyako Kombo in the Nyong and Fumo division of the central region today. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi was there, her report.
At the first cocoa farm visited in Fang Bilong by Minister Gabriel Bairobe, the agricultural technician said climatic changes, pesticides and the presence of marshes in the area were the main impediments for the farmers to extend their plantations. Over at the Ngombo and the Benin cocoa, banana, plantain agricultural basins, Honorable Nkododang informed the minister that farm produce in the area sold to neighboring cities and countries in the sub-region.
For me, it's very important to go far with the transformation. For example, we are here, my farm is 134 hectares. So if you have a transformation machine here, you get a lot of money. The transformation is the best way to go when you are in the agricultural sector.
The main problem is the lack of warehouses and the poor state of the roads, which hinders transportation, particularly during the rainy season. In all the farms visited, Minister Gabriel Bairobe insisted on the farmers to carry on agriculture without deforestation, as well as the expansion of palm nut plantations, which constitute a huge potential to the country's agriculture. At the end of the working visit, the minister then donated some agricultural produce and promised to ensure that farmers in Nyako Kombo are accompanied by its partners to ensure mass production and fight against hunger in the country. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News, Nyako Kombo.
The Minister of Agriculture, Gabriel Bairobe, at the end of the working visit in Nyako Kombo, left the farmers with some recommendations on how to grow their farms.
I noticed that people are eager to revamp the cocoa subsector, maybe because of the price, which are very interesting now. And I've seen some cassava plantation, some plantain, banana plantain plantation. You know that cassava and plantain contribute a lot in food security in our country and give income to small-scale farmers. So I'm very proud to see that those crops are very developed in this area.
The Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has called on environmental stakeholders involved in the integrated management of some of Cameroon's forest landscape to promote forest governance. Minister Haley Pierre was speaking in Swa on the outskirts of Yaoundé today while presiding over the third session of the steering committee of the promotion for the integrated management of Cameroonian's forest landscape in the Congo Basin. Sam Lingom completes the story.
Financed by the Global Environment Facility, this project aims to strengthen the integrated management of significant forest landscapes of Cameroon in order to ensure its biological integrity and increase economic opportunities and improve livelihoods for forest-dependent populations. The project addresses the main constraints and drivers of deforestation, forest degradation, and biodiversity loss through an inclusive and integrated approach that permits to achieve and to maintain the effective participation and empowerment of indigenous people and local communities, the end result being to strengthen their resilience. The six-year project is implemented across the Cameroonian segments of three transboundary landscapes, including the Kampoma National Park, the Ja Odzala Mikebe Tridom Landscape, and the Lokebe National Reserve. Presiding over the third session of the steering committee, the Minister of the Environment Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Helepien, outlines the promotion of sustainable forest management through non-timber forest product and timber value chains in the Tridom landscape, as well as the increase of biodiversity benefits through the development of sustainable tourism. This project, inter alia, includes an appropriation of land management and the governance of high conservation values.
The Central African Development Bank has issued more than 5,000,000 bonds, which is now in circulation in the sub-regional stock market. The bonds were issued during a ceremony today attended by the president of BEAC, Dieudonne Evu Mekou, and the governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonne Eva Deboa, as well as other investors. We have details with Mado Kwele Beziate.
The signing of the Golden Book between the Central African Development Bank, BDEAC, and the Central African Stock Exchange, BVMAC, concretized the mobilization of funds which will enable the bank to continue implementing development projects. In all, 5,476,971 bonds are in circulation at the sub-regional market for the implementation of the 2023-2027 strategic plan in different domains, including health, agriculture and industries, amongst others. The president of the BDEAC, Dieudonne Evu Mekou, revealed that this move seeks to contribute to the sustainable economic development of Central Africa, modernize and transform the bank, as well as diversify its resources. On his part, the general manager of BVMAC took time to expatiate and throw more light on the bonds with regards to investors, Louis Bangantolo.
In terms of the term or the maturity of the bond issued by the BDEAC, the first round is 2024-2027. So in this first range, you have one interest rate. The second one is 2024-2029. And the third one, 2024-2031. What the investor have to get is just the interest rate.
The ceremony was attended by the president of COSUMAF, the director general of the National Social Insurance Fund, littoral governor, some investors, and heads of stockbroking companies. Madon Kwelebe CRTV News, Douala.
The Bafoussam City Council has hosted a business forum between members of the Cameroon diaspora and local development stakeholders in the grassroots level. The platform aims at bringing to reality on explore sustainable development initiatives in the West region. Kinge Angela Pa has the details.
Going by the theme, Diaspora and Decentralized Cooperation Towards Resilient and Sustainable Towns and Villages, the Bafoussam Business Forum is an opportunity for the Cameroon diaspora to liaise with local development stakeholders in a bid to help solve some problems of development at local levels. According to the mayor, Mr. Roger Tafam, the future proves bright.
We have young Cameroonians who are outside, who are ready to come and invest in our council and villages. We want them to come and give solution to simple problems like electricity with solar energy.
According to a representative of the Cameroon diaspora in Germany, it is an opportunity to identify the actual problem and propose feasible solutions.
We want, first of all, to know what's the need. Where can we support and then go back in Germany and try to check the profile of the people who can do that and then connect.
Organized by the diaspora in association with the Bafoussam Council, the Bafoussam Business Forum marks the beginning of a dynamic operation which will facilitate sustainable development towards the Head of State's Growth and Development Strategy Vision 2035. The forum also witnessed the exposition of various strategic local development projects amidst a dynamic cross-section of the population and paves the way for the upcoming Forum for the Development of Bafoussam to take place in January 2035. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV, Bafoussam.
And in news out of the country, diplomatic tensions are rising in West Africa as Niger cuts ties with Ukraine, accusing her of supporting terrorist groups in the region. Meanwhile, in Tanzania, investigations of a viral video depicting an alleged gang rape of a young woman is ongoing. And in sports, Atlantic FC of Kribi and Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga have consolidated their leadership positions in pools A and B of the National Interpools. Mintak FC defeated Option Sports of Bamenda 1-0 in the second day 3 match of Pool A plate this afternoon at the Fekafo Technical Center in Oja. In the first match, Union Sportive of Abombang defeated Botafogo of Douala 1-0. In the meantime, Atlantic of Kribi won their third consecutive group match this afternoon. They defeated Boya United in the second Pool B match played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Earlier, Kremi of Garoua won Volcan of Noon 1-0. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.